We dubbed it the biggest tag match in WrestleMania history, and we have just finished the main event of the show. I think we are beating the press conference right now. Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined by the man in gray. He hopes you're having a good day. The one, the only, the man they call Derek.
Yo, yo, yo.
Also joining me tonight, he is the man in black. He is not wearing a hat. It is Sean Hubbard of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, my co-host for Clash of the Podcast, every single Monday, 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. Derek is also my host for AEW Dynamite Reviews every single Wednesday on the channel. We are not biased. We do not want to hear any of your tribalism tonight. We are talking WrestleMania. It's a big week for the wrestling world. Sean, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. This is not my show. This is y'all's and Derek's show. I know there's a brotherhood here, but I am very humble and appreciative to be here tonight.
Let's boogie.
Listen, we're going to get into it. We're going to be talking night one of WrestleMania. I want everyone's thoughts. I think you're going to have some interesting ones. I think we're going to agree on some. I think we're going to have some differences on some. We're going to have a different outlook on some, because some of this stuff, I don't know where they're going with it, right. But I'm interested to see. With all that is happening and doing it, normally everyone's like, oh, you're going to play the EPW intro and all that. No. Tonight you're going to get a preview for Clash of the Podcast. Sean's on this. We're going to use the Clash of the Podcast intro tonight. Sean, there's only one thing left to tell me, though, bro.
Wow, I'm humbled and I'm honored. Conrad and my guy Derek, please drop that thing.
Listen, man, when we link up, we get together. I felt like this was a Clash of the Podcast. You're going to get that for both nights of this WrestleMania review. And on Monday, me and Sean are probably going to run down all this stuff and all the weekend happenings again. We'll be planning a show for that. Thank you guys, man, for being up in here. We're going to get into the chat. If you guys haven't, share this. I see a bunch of people are watching, I'm sure, in a bunch of different places. Please hop on, share this. Twitter people, come on over to YouTube, subscribe to myself, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly as well. All that's going to be down in the, it's going to be in the chat box, in the description, everywhere you guys can find it. Hitting that like button helps immensely, helps a lot of people find us. And these videos for WrestleMania, I usually put at the top of the YouTube page. So if someone's like, what do these guys do? What are they all about? That's what you see. So check us out. First one in here, big shout out to Mike. What's good, Mike? He said fire. I don't know if that was for one of the matches or what. This came in a little before. Legault, I saw your comment before. I'm looking forward to seeing what you thought as well. Terrell in the house, Terrell317, what's good? Renegade L2K from the Pro Wrestling Shoot, what's good? Big shout out to James and Jesse. Always got to show them some love.
Yes, sir.
Cannot wait. Dougie Fresh in the house. What's good, Doug? Gotta give Sean the props, man. The Dougie is always the best. Matt Lopez, aka
M Leezy Fo Cheesy. What up, Doug? Good evening. Hello, good evening. Hope everyone had a good Saturday. Same to you, M Leezy.
Appreciate it. Quills, what's good? He said, what's going on, Conrad, Sean, Derek, chat? Your boy, Sir Quills, is here for WrestleMania Night 1 review. Let's get to the chopping this fable. Sir
Quilly.
Let's see here. I'm just trying to read through. John G, showing love to everybody. Conrad, Derek, and Sean, what's good, John? Clown in the house says, evening, everyone.
K13Z.
Let's see here. I'm jumping. We have people talking. Cray in the house as well. What's good? They were cold tonight. Oh, man. We're going to get into all of this, Cray. I promise you guys put your thoughts in there. It was interesting, man. It's interesting tonight.
Makes me sick.
WrestleMania, two-night experience, man. I say let's waste no time. Did anybody watch the pre-show? Stand and Deliver was fun from what I caught. I watched it in pieces, and I saw a match here, a match there. went back, and when I came home today, I was at Paw Patrol Live, if anyone cares. We could do a review of that if you want as well. Amazing, though. Intern had no clue we were going to it. Face lit up. Good moment. I was happy. I did my part for today. I think good I earned you, a chill out today to
good
watch
you. You're a good father. I saw that on your gram, man. Very nice.
Yes, sir.
We're going into this. Anything about the pre-show you guys noticed, wanted to talk about? Minus CM Punk making me laugh saying, you guys know I've never seen Rocky, right? What are you talking about? Yeah. Same thing with the – it was part of the AEW drama, but I laughed.
Yeah, nothing of note. It was a couple of – I like the backstage, you know, outside the Bloodline locker room, outside of Seth Rollins' locker room, but nothing of significance.
Nothing I need to go and start watching, right?
No.
The first thing I want to say that I noticed tonight was the new intro. Sean, how did you feel about that? Did it feel like a new era to you? I know people are using the term Renaissance era. Chat, same question.
Well, I mean, we coined the term Renaissance era on Clash of the Podcast, so that's our baby. So anybody uses that, I don't want to punch them in the face.
Cody owns it. Chill. Cody trademarked it. Crazy enough.
Whatever. Anyway, like I said, I'm claiming it for us. The three of us hold that. But anyway, I'm all levity aside. I think the term Triple H era is a joke. But the intro was cool.
They were pushing it. Intro gave me some like MCU vibes. Did you see it, Derek?
I saw like bits and pieces.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I got MCU vibes of it. What's good, Rob?
Rob, we appreciate you, man. That's very kind.
Rob's downstairs from the studio. I'm not even.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, no, he's just chilling right now. Let me see if I missed anything else going on this. Michael Cole welcomes us to WrestleMania. We get the intro with Meek Mill.
Great. Tremendous job out of Coco Jones.
Yeah, Coco Jones does the national anthem. I had to ask people who Coco Jones was because I wasn't familiar with any of like her previous work, but apparently I've been missing out. So,
well, hey. She's one of you two are music guys. She's one of those like she doesn't really have a lot of music, but she has a lot of music. You know what I'm saying? A lot of features, a lot of videos, not too many albums. She's supposed to be the next big thing.
Right. Doug is saying he liked the new beginning. Vinny in the house was good, Vinny.
Hey, the only Vinny we like.
Vinny Vici.
That's Derek's name for you, Vinny Vici, and the only Vinny I prefer the only Vinny I like. We gonna keep that one. That's a stack. Rockstar has joined us. Show me it's really a new era. M. Leezy agrees with Sean. Beautiful job by Coco Jones. Cody getting booed was funny. We're going to revisit that because Sean mentioned that to me. And
I was trying to tell you, bro.
No, but I think I got up during that entrance. I missed part of his entrance.
But during the match too, bro.
Ooh.
During the match too. Derek, did you –
Well, we'll save it for when we get into it. Triple H comes out first and welcomes us to WrestleMania. I did see some saltiness, like this guy's going to get the first pop of the night. But it's I get why they're trying to do this. Triple H's new era. He's going to welcome us. I was okay with it.
Yeah, you got to keep it a stack, bro. It's his time now, so you got to let him.
It's my time. Sorry.
Stay your punk behind backstage. Nobody needs to see you. You're not a performer anymore. It's like Shawn Michaels. Much as I love Shawn Michaels, like Shawn Michaels getting pyro when he's a special referee. Just stand in the corner, wave to the fans, and get out of the way. Triple H did not need an entrance tonight. It was ridiculous.
You always
pyro. Yeah, no cap. I'm not even capping right now. Like, so I was like, what is he doing? Like, shut up.
Listen, let's get into the intro. So as Shawn and I had talked about, they did go with the first ever women's opener, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. I'm kicking it to Sean first on this. Sean, your thoughts on this match? I mean, I have little things written down here, but we can get into whatever. And there's grades for this. We're going to try to grade this at the end. I don't know what agreement we're all going to come to on this, but it'll be interesting.
Well, certainly not going to be an A for me. But anyway, we'll get to that later.
Thanks.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Becky. I don't know what Becky Lynch's influence in the backstage area is, but I'm assuming after the work she's put in, first ever WrestleMania main event for a female, that she has some kind of say in her creative direction. I'm just going to assume that, and I'm going to rock with that and say kudos to her for taking an L to Rhea Ripley. This is definitely, even after being champion for a year, Rhea Ripley, this is the culmination and the blast off to the Rhea Ripley era in women's pro wrestling in WWE. She deserved the win. Becky winning tonight would have completely, I'm not going to say derailed Rhea Ripley, but the last year really wouldn't have meant anything as it relates to Rhea Ripley being the queen of the WWE women right now. But tonight, Becky Lynch losing the way she lost, clean in the center of the ring, no Judgment Day, which I think was exponentially important. I love it. Great match. Awesome job kicking out of a manhandle slam. Awesome job kicking out of a couple of ripties. And then Rhea Ripley with the victory. I thought that was a very, very over-the-top match. And I mean that in the most complimentary way.
Derek, your girl, Rhea, I know you're probably the biggest fan out of the three of us. So what did you think? Red call? She deserved it. I honestly will say this is probably Rhea Ripley's best match in a minute. Oh, yeah. The weird thing with her is that you know who she'll have like the great match against, but they wait. Like they're just waiting and waiting. As Sean coined the term, go get his shirt, snap famous. When we were talking about some of the people she's been facing, you're like, I like that you're giving people a chance, but you haven't elevated these people enough for me to believe that something's going to happen here.
Right.
And Rhea's trying to carry matches. Listen, we saw her in the ring with some people, and it was just like, oh, this is not good. But then when she gets in with Charlotte, Becky, whomever else that we know is on a high-quality caliber, that's where we're going. And I'll play speculation guy. The match, I think the next match that they need to get to with her is going to be Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair. I thought they were going to do that this year, but they didn't go that way. So I'm thinking maybe for 41, if they go that long with her as champ, or to SummerSlam, Bianca's got to get in that spotlight, and it's got to be those two in a match, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a high profile match for the both of them. They both need that. I don't think it's something that Bianca Belair will take off of her right away, but just the back and forth tandem between those two, I think that'd be awesome.
Quick point about that. Even though the draft really doesn't mean anything, and I'm going somewhere very serious right now, even though I know we joke around about that, I think an indication of y'all both's prediction, which, by the way, I agree with, will be solidified if and when Bianca gets drafted to Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see them splitting up the crew from tonight from the trios match or six-woman tag. But we'll get into that momentarily. And I'm just putting everybody's comments up. I see you guys are in here, man. I appreciate everybody who has jumped in. The Samoan Watchman, welcome, man. I see you said you're brand new here. Thank you, man, for checking us out. Make sure you check out Hubbard Wrestling Weekly as well. And like I said, we do a podcast together, me and Sean, on Mondays. Check us out, man. Welcome. I appreciate that. And if you guys get a chance, share us, Facebook, Twitter. I put it on my personal Facebook tonight as well. So please make sure you guys share. Rhea gets the win. I was happy with what they ended up doing here. I really don't have anything else to add to this. Good on Rhea. We know that. I think she's the star of the Judgment Day. So we did the right thing.
Rhea is the Judgment Day, bro. Sorry.
Listen, I don't think you're wrong at all by saying that, truthfully.
You're 100% right, Derek. 100% right.
And we're going to see why in the next match. Let's talk this ladder match here real quick. I don't know who is a fan of this. I don't have a lot of notes on this because these matches are chaos. They get the same treatment as any other company that wants to do multi-man crazy matches. I'm not taking all these notes, y'all. So I'm just going to sit back and watch. So let me say this. Me and Sean did predictions. We were on Sean's channel. Check it out. I was wrong about this one. Very, 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 very wrong. But my prediction was probably ludicrous to everybody else anyway. I think the rest of you guys called this for the most part. I think maybe Derek got it wrong too, or at least one of the teams 50-50. Wrong. 50. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 as well.
Yeah, 50. I'm going to
almost embarrassingly 50-50 because I think, I don't know how Derek feels, I feel like we should have all given A-Town Down more consideration in this match, and none of us did.
I'm not even embarrassed about that.
Well, remember, contrary reports said that they weren't even going to be in the match.
Right, that's true. That's
Shout out to Unc, Uncle Dave. Wrong again.
He got the match card right.
He did. 50-50. Welcome to our club. All right. So I guess we have as much credibility as him, too. Sorry, Dave. He'll probably dog me for that or block me. I don't care. So, six-pack ladder match challenge. In this, we had DIY, The New Day, Catch Republic, Awesome Truth, A-Town Down Under. That name is still awful.
They announced them as Theory and Waller, so hopefully maybe that stuff goes away.
Yeah, I think that's just the name like the people give them, but yeah. No one else in the company has agreed to it. They're like, nah.
Right.
Well, get that out. Don't ever do that.
Judgment Day was in this. Pure chaos in this. So A-Town Down Under grabbed the SmackDown tag titles. Sorry, bro. I wrote this already. I can't change it. A-Town Down Under grabbed the SmackDown tag titles. I'm going to save my rant for after. Does someone have a lot to say about this? Awesome Truth grabbed the other set of belts. I'm not. Dude, they did a hot tag in the match with R-Truth. What is this foolishness? Like, yeah. I get that R-Truth is going to get his bag. But sometimes I'm just like, bro, what?
There comes a point, and I'm certainly not going to act as if this is my brainchild. This is something I actually heard on Wednesday night's Derek and Conrad on the AEW show, and somehow it went off into a WWE conversation. There comes a point where Truth has to be at least, somewhat cognizant of what's going on. Like, him being a goofball is starting to not be funny anymore. I'm happy he won, but like him being a goofy, you know, so and so, there comes a point where it's like, all right, come on, like.
I mean, he was goofy in the match, so he did get a hot tag in the match, but then he knew enough to go up, and they let him be the one to have the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Miz, you got the main event WrestleMania 27. Sit down. Quiet. All right? Just take that moment right off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Because I could argue a bunch of people back there who should have had it instead, but that's fine. R-Truth got his moment. I'm happy for R-Truth. Good. I fear in totality what this is going to do for the tag division. I do not like splitting of the belts. I thought the belts were better united and moving forward with, we have the divisions on each show. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I think this is bad news moving forward for the tag division.
I don't agree with it either. You shouldn't split those up, but regardless of that, the Awesome Truth is horrible.
Not awesome. Awesome.
It is, first of all, you know how I feel about Miz alone. Just Miz alone. Miz looks like Doc from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. If y'all don't know, go look it up. I promise you.
That is an awesome analogy. No pun intended.
I promise you. Then we got R-Truth. I can't say what I really want to say, and it's killing me inside because I really want to say it. But for Sean and for you, I will refrain from saying it.
Hey, listen. I know I'm family to you guys and vice versa, but technically I'm on EPW tonight. Nah, bro.
Derek's got contract rules to adhere to because Derek goes off. I let it by sometimes, but not tonight.
All right, fair enough.
I promise you, Sean, if you hear what I would have to say about R-Truth.
Okay.
Your ears would be on fire, my guy.
Okay.
On fire. I don't like this. I don't like this tag team at all. A-Town Down Under, stupid. Get rid of it.
Let me say this. I do feel for Theory in a way. Because and this is why. From a business standpoint, this dude has went from, how confused does this guy have to be? He used to be in a group with Johnny Gargano in NXT. So you're like, you're the backup man for this guy. Then you come up to the main roster, and then they're like, yo, you're money in the bank. You're the next best thing. Sure. Stuff outside of your control happens. You cash in on the United States champion and lose.
Right.
And now they're like, yeah, sorry, dude. We screwed you up pretty bad.
Right, yeah.
And now he's just in this spot. So.
Right, and they made him a goofball, basically. Like,
to an extent. I mean, he was that too. And with what was it called? The Way? Am I thinking?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
The Way was actually pretty entertaining in NXT.
That to me, that was the beginning of the downfall for Johnny Gargano. But
okay,
as far as the character, where I was like, I don't care. So, but he was the better part of it, though. Like, I enjoyed his work in it. So, cool for them. I just don't think you have enough tag teams to split up your tag divisions. I don't care. Maybe Triple H has plans. Maybe he's going to call up a bunch of people from NXT.
Then that's what he needs to do, and got to make it ASAP.
I'm just saying, me and Sean, I'll say this. We have held his feet to the fire on, like, podcast versions. I know you don't get to talk WWE as much, and I know you do, too. But we will hold Triple H to this. Like, that was a terrible decision at WrestleMania to do this. So,
absolutely,
for sure, man. What's good, man? Can you do what Miz and R-Truth does? No, but I could damn sure write it better, brother. That's I can say that for sure.
100%. No, I'm certainly not as athletic as either one of those gentlemen. But you know what? I have a better pen than the people writing this material. Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna correct you on that, Hubs. I think all three of us are probably way more athletic than the Miz. R-Truth, maybe not. Maybe not. But the Miz.
Miz, maybe so. You're right, brother.
Yeah.
I always say this about Miz. Miz busted his hump to get where he was at. Like, I remember when he first came in and how he was to where he is now. Leaps and bounds better. I'll never say anything bad about the Miz. But, yeah.
Listen, regardless of the fact, if we can't do what the Miz and R-Truth do, listen, that's beyond the point. You really don't want to hear how I really feel about R-Truth alone.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to hear, so.
This is about how you book characters, bro.
Yes.
Here's the problem, and now I'm about to go off a little bit. Not really. Let me get on my soapbox for 2 seconds, gentlemen.
Get up on your soapbox for 10 seconds.
Why on earth, people? No, why on earth would you book Miz the way that you do? Miz hasn't beat anybody in the last like 2-3 years. And now you're like, please believe all of a sudden that he's great and he's going to do this. And not only that, you tag him up with R-Truth. Like, bro, I don't have an issue with you doing that, but let them win. And then did they get a couple wins? Sure. But what were they doing before this? Like, people think we have amnesia and we just forgot. Exactly. R-Truth was the 24/7 champion. He lost like 40 times.
Exactly.
I remember this. This is goofy stuff. I just want you to make something coherent. Some people are doing here.
Awesome Truth was good. I'll give them credit. Awesome Truth was good one time in their careers. When they teamed in that little mini feud they had with Cena and Rock, that was good TV. But you know what the key part to that was? R-Truth got serious.
And Sean and Derek have heard me say, I told them what I would do with R-Truth. It would work. I guarantee it, bro. Like, if I ever told you, like, I will bet money on something would work, if I wrote it and I was like, here, do this. I bet you this will get them over. But will they do it? Not until he's probably ready to retire, if they even decide to.
That sounds like a good idea.
You know what that means. Let's not do it. Emily's put up a good thing in here as well. How about we get new tag title designs? I am 100% with it, but are we going to get the usual?
Probably.
World heavyweight tag titles and WWE tag titles.
Here's the issue, Emily, and obviously Conrad and my guy Derek. The issue is this. I would have loved to see that, but now we're in a position where with the splitting of the belts, how likely are we going to see new belts? Like, I would have thought if they kept the belts together, which was Conrad's idea, that they eventually would have come to the realization that those both sets of titles look terrible and let's make new belts. But they're certainly, I'd be dumbfounded if they made new belts for the Raw and SmackDown titles now that they're separated again.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have tag titles sitting in a vault somewhere just waiting to be used.
They
like,
probably do.
I've been told there's a lot of belts that just never got used or brought up to TV.
But then again, you never know. Like, maybe they'll surprise us.
Who knows? And lineage of the belts might be crazy, too, because who's the world champ and who's the WWE? You know what I mean?
Right.
They became Raw and SmackDown titles, so I don't know. Emily says, Mrs. Booking's been all over the place. He's either on a long losing streak or doing a whole lot of nothing and then making him be a threat to Gunther, like... the blank. You know what I mean? I get it. I get it. I totally get it.
I mean, one of the worst Survivor Series in history, The Miz challenging Gunther and Zoe Stark challenging Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
No comment. Let's move into this tag match. Let's look at this with Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. Wait a minute. They must have heard me complaining.
Wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
Yo, they must have heard me complain. Charlotte must have got on that phone and said,
you know she did.
She said, oh, you didn't know? My husband better be in a match with somebody.
That's right.
Let me stop. Andrade gets put into the match. If you are in the LWO, how are you not jumping Rey Mysterio at this point?
Right.
It's okay, Rey. Nah, get someone else. Don't pick me. Get someone else. I don't want the payday, bro. I just want to be in your corner, brother. You call the shots. You're Rey Mysterio. I'm just like, why do we do this?
Right.
Dragon Lee was taken out. There's speculation. Carlito did it?
Yeah.
Backstabber! Can't wait for it to happen. What do you think, Sean, or do you just not care?
I care because I care for all the wrong reasons. I care because it's another LWO, you pick me over me. Why did you pick him over me? We just did this a couple months back with Santos in the beginning. You know, when Carlito got brought in over Santos, now we're bringing in Dragon Lee over Carlito. And now, you know, Andrade over Carlito. It's stupid. Like, not only are they like recycling storylines, they're recycling storylines with the same team. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I mean, WWE is we're not exactly where we need to be. Not yet.
Nah, you see that gas getting pumped up, and people be talking, and you be like, hold on, y'all. Yeah, like, realize?
Take it easy. Like, it's a little better, but take it easy.
Yeah. I don't know how I felt about this one. By the way, it was weird to see like all the matches like sponsored by different things.
Yeah,
it was different.
Kind of nuts. Yeah.
Not used to it, but I'm okay with it because you know what? New Japan and all these other companies have it, but it's weird to see like Dude Wipes on the ring post.
Yeah.
Prime in the middle of the ring. Prime on the turnbuckle pads, and that's fine.
Prime in the corner by the
a prime hydration station.
Like why?
Listen, branding matters.
I guess.
Shout out to Pro Wrestler Shoot. Putting their link in the chat real quick for him. James, don't ever tell Jesse we didn't do nothing for him while he was away.
Shout out to Jesse.
Rey and Andrade get the win. They got some help from Travis Kelce. I think former NFL player. He's retired now, right?
Yeah.
Confirmed.
A very beloved Eagle. That actually was pretty good. I'm cool with that. He was a very beloved Eagle.
I'm sorry. And I said Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
There was no Taylor Swift for any of the Swifties out there. My bad.
Yeah, he I like that. That was actually a solid move, bringing in the Eagles. That actually makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Rey was rocking it on the tights. I was like, can't go back to San Diego for a little bit, bro.
There you go.
Can't be going wearing that San Diego jersey after that.
Nope, not after that.
It made sense to me, though, once I saw the attire and then, Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce were going to come out there to help. But they helped them get the win. Rey best Dominic again. This has to be leading to a third match in the future. Am I wrong, gents? Like, you got to do this now.
You're not wrong, but the point has been sabotaged because now Rey is up 2-0.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the match that we all want to see is it's going to be like career versus hair or mask versus hair or something.
It has to be something of importance. It has to be.
But to your guys' point, the problem is this, and I think I know we're all on the same page. Because it's 2-0, Dominic's the one that's going to be seeking retribution. So Rey can lay back and say, what do I have to gain by facing you again? I've already kicked your butt twice.
True.
Wait a minute. Crazy yelling ass. A lot of people don't know. Is it Jason Kelce? Is that how you're supposed to say it?
No, it's Kelce. It's not Kelce. It's Kelce.
Yeah.
At least that's what he said. I mean, his brother pronounces it Kelce.
Yeah, that's what I always said. Yeah, man. Crazy. I really don't have a lot to say about this match. Like I said, this is a storyline that I feel like is never ending.
Yeah.
It's never going to end, and the same people are going to just keep turning on each other until we get to the point of, all right, let's split these guys up. Right. Maybe that draft will help with it, right?
I don't think it'll end until they decide to end the Judgment Day. I think that's when it'll really culminate and say, all right, we're done with all this.
Mountie. So,
big shout out to Mountie.
Mountie.
I'm the Mountie. What's going on, brother? James says he's surprised no Bad Bunny. He was there.
Was he?
Yeah, I thought he was going to come out maybe in this match. Personally, what I would have done was, instead of eliminating people from Ray's side of things, this is the stuff that makes you have no, like, sympathy for Ray when he gets turned on or beat up. Like, even with Batista, I laughed. Like, I was like, yeah, about time, Big Dave.
Right.
Tell him to stop dragging you in these tag matches and stuff. So, in this situation, why didn't you just have the LWO versus, like, Santos crew, and he has a mystery partner, and it's Dom? You would have done the exact same thing and accomplished the exact
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to say your point's even more valid than you think it is. It would have accomplished more. It would have been more of a pop and more of a booing and more effective. WWE is so, oh my God, like, we can figure this stuff out, but yet people, you know something, this whole Triple H is like the savior thing. Like, Paul Levesque, like I've said on The Clash many times, if the bar was here, okay, if the bar was down here and somebody goes here, that doesn't mean it's good. It just means it's better.
Right. Agree.
Facts. Joey Janela, Spring Break Night 2, getting ready to start. Jacob Fatu and Zilla versus Violence is Forever and the Bollywood Boys. Let's go, clown.
Our bloodline is still in the building. Excuse me.
That's right. Sean, we've reached the point to getting to the match that I think you were kind of looking most forward to. It's brother versus brother. Oos versus Oos. They had a really good video package for this.
They did.
This wonderful video package.
Yeah, this video package was fire.
My sister came over, for those who don't know. And my sister and brother are twins. People don't know that. My brother's been on the channel before. And I said, she was trying to understand this. So she was over and I was explaining to her like the matches and stuff. I'm like, so this is basically if you two were fighting and I'm Roman Reigns. And she was just like, what? And I was just like, just work with me. You'll understand this by the end while you're watching this show.
Right.
And it was, I thought this was going to be so much more than it was. I feel like the match let her down. It let us down. And I'm not trying to say that, like, oh, bad Usos. I just don't think the chemistry was here tonight. I don't know.
No.
Were they trying to tell too much of a story? Were they, like, WWE-ifying this too much? Or, like, what happened here, guys? Where did this go? Sean, let's go to Sean.
Yeah,
this is Sean's moment. So where did this go off the road, Sean?
This is our moment, but I'll kick it off. I think people know that I'm somewhat of a smidge of a Jey Uso fan. Maybe just a little, right? I'm very happy my guy won the match. But the match was not good. It wasn't. And I'm sad to say that. Seth has had bangers with Roman Reigns. Excuse me. Seth has had bangers. Jay has had bangers with Roman Reigns. Jay has had bangers with Seth Rollins. Tonight was not a good match. Jimmy and Jay are the greatest tag team of all time, arguably, without argument, top five ever. Their chemistry is unmatched as a team. Their chemistry is unmatched in vignettes. Their chemistry is unmatched as it relates to their on-camera chemistry. They did not wrestle an entertaining match tonight at WrestleMania. I was very underwhelmed. The only thing that I was happy about was hearing Jey Uso's music twice, because at the end of the day, I'm a Jey Uso fan, but his chemistry with his brother was not that great, and the match definitely reflected that.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know what? Looking at this match, I was thinking that we would get the same kind of feel of when they were in a a mic battle pretty much with Judgment Day and how they were running down every single team that they beat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's the same kind of energy that this match should have.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I felt like in this match, they told the story way too early. Meaning like, all right, you know, you got Jimmy going like, I'm sorry, you did that way too early. Like, you shouldn't have done it. Like, it should have been an all-out brawl. Like, F you and F you.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And that's.
But, Derek, the issue is with that was Jay fell for this with Roman before.
Yes, he did.
So
and him falling for that again makes him look really silly,
right? But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. What I'm saying is I think the energy level that they had when they were together should have trickled over into this match. And
you would think, Derek.
Yeah, and I think WWE took too much of that away from them,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's why we got this match,
right?
The match that we wanted that we did not get.
Right. The match that I didn't want and then got convinced that it might be a good thing. And then by the time bell time came around, I was excited. And then the match was mad. The match, I mean, I never thought Jimmy versus Jay would be like mediocre. It was, and whoever's decision, I mean, I know these matches are produced, air quotes for people listening on audio, produced by backstage producers. Whose idea was it for them to super kick each other for 20 minutes?
I know if another set of brothers did this, it would be a problem.
Exactly. But like, I mean, I think it was no exaggeration. I know you guys know that I joke around a lot, but I'm dead serious when I say this. There was 20 super kicks, a spear, and a splash.
Yeah, and a messed up Samoan drop.
Oh, yeah, he botched that as well. Yeah, I mean, I love the Usos. I don't know. It didn't live up to expectations.
Sometimes I feel like people don't want to fight. Terrell brought up all these matches in here. This is something Rob had brought up, too. Brett versus Owen. Matt versus Jeff. Edge versus Christian. Cody versus Dustin. Edge versus Christian technically shouldn't count because they're not real brothers, though.
Yeah, technically.
I just want to put that in there. And Cody versus Dustin, that match was not good in WWE, really, but I loved it in AEW. It worked very well there. Mm-hmm. They told the story they wanted to tell, and they could bleed and do whatever. Brett versus Owen is a classic story, especially their match at WrestleMania 10. Matt and Jeff wasn't really good, ever.
Matt and Jeff was saved at 25 because of the ladders and the chairs.
Not even that, though. Like, it was okay, even. Mm-hmm. Even that match, I was just like, do you really, when you think of WrestleMania 25, are you like, remember that Matt and Jeff Hardy match? I'm like, nah.
Okay, I'm gonna throw something at you. You too, Derek. The twist of fate on the chair with the head in between the chair, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was how we won, right? Yeah.
That was other than that, it's right.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. But look, he had to, like, remember this? He
was like, no good way. One spot in the match. Remember that twist of fate through the chair?
Yeah, no, that spot was good. But to me, thinking of brother versus brother, it should have, like, you're at the point now where Jimmy cost you a title shot or a title win.
Two title wins, bro.
Two times.
Yeah, man.
Two times. There should be no talking. This should be like, I'm going to wax the floor with you right now.
By the way, we forgot to mention Lil Wayne did come out with Jey Uso. I thought he said a new song, but he came out with like a milli, and then he kind of just, you know, remixed Jey Uso's song, like, just me. It's just you. It's just us. And I was just like, all right, Wayne, you got your money, bro.
I could have done without that, but you know, it's nice that they gave Jay.
I think it made him feel bigger level to the people who
watch
wrestling every week.
Sure.
So listen,
but as we go down the tiers of the card later on in this show, we're gonna see that perhaps Jey Uso, well, not perhaps, that Jey Uso certainly is not respected as other people who get title shots and win at WrestleMania when Jay can't even. I'm gonna stop now.
I'm with Matt. Do I think Jay and Jimmy are donezo after this? No. I think they're fine. Even if they keep them separate for a little while, I think that Jay is going to be doing just fine. This is the issue with Jay, and I'm going to speak on Sean's behalf a little bit. This is the issue. You put Jay in these situations, he beats important people, but then never does it on the big one. And this is why people's perception of Jay is hurt. It's not this match. You could have a bad match with your brother at WrestleMania. I'm not going to say it's the end of the world. Yeah. He might come out on Monday and you put him in a match with Seth Rollins. Boom, boom, banger again. Hey, what do you know? Bob's your uncle and everybody's dancing and doing the arms.
Right.
That's fine. That could happen. I just think him and his brother don't have the chemistry for this. They are better as a tag team. They're one of the best tag teams that you have. New Day was in that match before. We barely mentioned them. New Day were one of the best tag teams that you had. Those were your two top teams. I don't care what anybody says. Yes. You can say the tag division wasn't that great. That's fine. But they were carrying your tag division for years and years and years and years. And you could put those guys up against anyone, and it was going to be good.
Yes, sir. Even in their sloppy era.
Sloppy era?
The Usos.
Oh, here he goes. We're moving on, folks.
Wait. Even in the sloppy era when they wrestled Harper and Rowan, you felt that best two out of three. Like, yo, that was fire. Uh-huh.
They had a good two out of three with Roman and Seth, too, when they were in the Shield.
Like, come on, dude. Like, this was your opportunity to say, all right, listen, for years we kept you two together. Now you have this opportunity to be by yourselves and put your name on the table. Make it happen. You got the opportunity. Make it happen.
Let me ask you both this. We're going to go around, then we'll move on from this. Do you give them another chance at this? Because this could have been the first time they locked up one-on-one, though. In a ring, they probably didn't want to give it away on a house show or anything. First time you locked up, it didn't work out. Let's try it again.
I'm going to respond to you very respectfully. I'm leading with the word respectfully because it's going to sound very condescending, but you know me better than that. I didn't want it the first time.
I agree. I'm just saying
So to answer your question, no, absolutely not. I don't think these guys should ever share a ring as opponents ever again, ever. Unless it's on a Survivor Series team. And we know WWE's ruined the Survivor Series, so that'll never happen either.
I will give them a second go around. I'll give them a second go around just because I feel like the way that this match was constructed wasn't constructed by them. Mm-hmm. I feel like
I think they tried to do too much of the WWE storytelling. I'm your brother. Please don't hurt me. I'm your brother versus, let them two just go out there. Yo, go do what you do.
Because at the end of the day, if two brothers in real life have an issue with each other, it's like, you know what? Come on, bro. I'm about to knock you out right now. I'm done with you.
Do you know how a storyline like this was told perfectly? I'm going to take you guys back. It wasn't brother versus brother, but it was best friend versus best friend. HBK and Diesel in 95. They did that masterfully. They fought like dogs, and with the exception of a botched powerbomb, it was a great match. And then a couple weeks later, they were like, you know what? Fighting made us closer. Realized we shouldn't have been fighting in the first place. We're really best friends. Let's go out and win the tag titles.
Yes.
And then they took it away from them.
Right. Right. But yeah, Jimmy and Jay was a disappointment, and I'm sad to say that because I love the Usos.
Yeah. Like I said, I would give them a second go around, but they have to have control.
I'm leading with Derek. I would be willing to give them another chance, but they have to change up what they're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they thought. Like Sean said, fourth match on the card. We got more time with this. You guys really don't need to tell your whole thing right now. Okay. Right. So, Juke, what's good, man? I see you in the chat as well, bro.
Juke,
what's good, bro? wait, a reporter booed Roman and got kicked out by Roman. That's great. I hope it wasn't my boy Reg. Wow. Okay. People are telling us what's being said. Drew just said tomorrow's going to be an easy payday for him. Drew's talking that schmack, huh? Okay. Okay. Damage Control versus Jay Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. Derek, I'm coming to you first, bro.
I'm happy to see what they've done with this match. You have three women in Jade, Bianca, and
Naomi.
Oh my God, I'm always drawing a blank with her. To bring them together on this kind of platform, on this big of a stage, is nothing short of amazing.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you guys would agree.
Absolutely.
To have them wrestle against Damage Control, that's your dominant faction right now for the women.
Right.
And this is your showcase to bring up your next superstars of women. Because let's face it, Asuka's up in age. She's probably going to start getting a limited role. Kairi Sane, she's immaculate, but we don't know how long her run is going to go.
Right, Dakota Kai unproven.
Dakota Kai unproven. So just for the fact that you have this kind of match with these three women, loved it. As the match is concerned, or concerning the match, underwhelming to me. It was very underwhelming.
I'm going to tell you guys something that's probably going to blow your minds. Literally blow your minds. Moment of the night for me, outside of the main event. Like, main event stood on its own. But outside the main event, that match with the six women had a moment of the night for me. To watching the entire show, there was only one moment outside of the main event where I was like, woo! Literally, woo! And that's when Bianca hit Asuka with the braid.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That was like, that to me, that's a moment of the night contender.
Yeah.
I agree with you. The match was subpar for the most part, but ironically, that's how wrestling works, right? Ironically, that match that was kind of like iffy had a moment of the night candidate. So it's weird how these things work out.
Yeah.
And Terrell brings up a good point. A storm is coming with Jade getting the pinfall for her team. I have no issue with this. This was booked perfectly in my mind. I know it wasn't like the big, like, oh man, this match is great, but it did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Jade is established. Naomi is back. She is winning. And then you also have Bianca Belair is still a force, and the streak continues with Bianca. I'm going to make this a thing now. Bianca Belair has a streak. Let this rock.
Bianca Belair does not have a streak.
What do you mean she doesn't have a streak?
She doesn't have a streak. Not according to the record books.
Why? Has she lost something? Don't tell me some battle royal, please.
I'm not saying I'm happy about it. To me, in my heart, she's 4-0. But I looked it up, and a lot of websites are listing her as 4-1.
What did she lose?
The women's battle royal.
What year?
I'm not happy about it. At 34, she was still in NXT.
Oh, those dirty, dirty folk.
I hope that I'm gonna send you both the link on Instagram or in your text messages where I saw at least three reputable websites list her as 3-1. I'm hoping that's not the case, but you know how that goes.
All right, right, Goldberg, don't be mad anymore at Asuka then, because she lost the Battle Royal too, I think, in NXT.
Yeah.
So cool your jets, Billy.
Yeah.
In my heart, she's 4-0.
Yeah, I agree with that. To compete with your moment of the night, your second moment of the night of that match could have been when Jade caught Dakota Kai
off the ropes.
No. What's her finisher?
Jaded.
When she caught her and put her in Jaded, I hated the fact that she caught her, then held her up to proceed to show her off, and then put her in the the moment you caught her, that should have just been like, oh yeah, you're done. Boom.
Yeah, no doubt.
It puts more emphasis, like, you're worried about the other team getting up to get you, and instead it was like, nah, I got this. But yeah. I don't know. It depends on how you feel about it. I'm all right with this. I hope that they start planning things. Is this a trio that stays together, or do you think you split them up with this draft?
No, I think this is a trio that'll slowly fall apart.
I think they split them up.
Swag move that they did and throwing down a triple threat thing at the end makes me think they're going to stay together, because that was kind of like I'm miming exactly what they did. They flexed on everybody, and then they did this sign right here. So I don't know if that's a thing now.
I mean, it might be, but I think it's a slow burn as to when they decide, all right, it's time for us to go our separate ways. And I think it'll start with Jade, who will lead the way of saying, like, all right, I'm done with y'all.
Right, right. What do you think, by summertime?
I think by that draft it's over, but I don't know how long you guys think it's
going to be. I give it to the summer. I give it to the summer. Because I don't think they're going to put them together that much. I think they're going to put them together just enough to keep us wanting to see them,
mm-hmm.
but then keep us to the point of, like, how long is this really going to last?
I'd be cool with them being in the you know, going to Backlash and challenging for the women's tag belts.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Which might be the wave that they're going to have to do here. People are mentioning Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Oh, I think that was about the feud. Yeah, that's a good best friend feud, but that's also an example of a feud that went on way too long.
Right. Yeah.
With
yeah.
too many pauses and continuations. We got Cray also on the Bret Hart train. I'm not a fan of Bill Goldberg. I see.
I don't like Bill Goldberg because Bill Goldberg ended Bret Hart's career. I think he's reckless. I think he's reckless, and I think that he was given far too much way too soon.
Yeah.
Dakota Kai, bestseller in the women's division. Okay, Dakota Kai for outfit of the night. I see a lot of people were fans of that.
I honestly think Dakota Kai's outfit is reminiscent of the Crow. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm feeling because she has
the eye paint. I can see
she
that.
She has the eye paint.
Yeah. Man. I can see that.
Listen, they did their thing. I'm looking forward to see what happens from all of this because I want to know if Damage Control, like, are they going to stick around? Damage Control wasn't – me and Sean graded Triple H after he was getting, like, people back and doing things. Damage Control did not receive, like, a great, like, this is what we've seen from them so far and this is how we feel. Not good. And I'll still argue, not good. They started doing a little bit better with Bayley and then we're right back to not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Can I call out a friend of ours, Crystal, for a random point she just sent me on Instagram?
Go ahead. Shout out to Crystal.
Shout out to Crystal, but not for what she's about to what she just said. She said that Samantha. Let me make sure I read this right before I. Right, I put on my Instagram that Samantha Irving is amazing. She's pure gold. Crystal says she's horrible.
Oh no, I like her.
I think Samantha Irving's doing a heck of a job. Chris Stowe, what are you talking about?
I've got her in my top three, and some people don't like my number.
Oh, okay. Slow down.
Yo, listen. Think about the ring announcers that we've had. Who are your top three ring announcers ever in pro wrestling? And we all know who number one is. It's the same as mine.
Howard Finkel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael Buffer. Yes. He's done it. He did enough in WCW to count. He did enough.
A man from Venice Beach.
No, he did enough.
Wearing did the enough. Orange tights.
He did enough. He was not a guest. He did enough. He was in. People don't realize Buffer was doing WCW stuff from 1993. But I digress. So I'm going to go think.
Full time announcers, not just main events. And
okay, well, for the sake of me having to think more, which I can't right now, I'm going to say Howard Finkel, Michael Buffer, and David Michael Capetta.
Ooh, I do like Capetta a little bit. Capetta's pretty good, but I'm still going to keep my – he's probably top 10. I'll definitely know that for sure. I got to think, though, for more. Who's your – you got a top three? Obviously, number one, you've already told me.
Yeah.
And new World Wrestling Federation.
I'm going to go with
both competitors' feet must touch the floor.
Right.
Howard Finkel,
the Fink.
I gotta give it to my man in AEW, bro.
Justin Roberts.
Yeah.
See, that's my number two, okay. And a lot of people disagree with me when I say it. Rob will scream at me the moment he hears that. No. Yo, and by the way, Sean, I definitely say the same thing you do about Michael Buffer, and I get this. Bruce, he's only a catchphrase. Bruce is better than Michael Buffer.
I respect anybody who says Bruce is good, but saying
Michael up there today for Michael.
Okay, I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
Who made that comment?
Rob always.
Rob, shout out to Rob. I'll say Bruce is awesome, but I think and I respect Rob, but saying Michael Buffer is overrated, I think, is a really silly thing to say. Respectfully. Michael Buffer is one of the greatest, but he's a Hall of Fame announcer.
Yeah, no. Nah,
that's like saying that Jim Ross was kind of okay on the microphone.
Right.
Yo, there's people who say it though. I know people who think Jim Ross is overrated.
But so big shout out to Rob. Big shout out to Rob. But Derek, what do you think? Michael Buffer is over. Who? You can't say Michael Buffer is overrated.
I'm rocking with Michael Buffer.
Yeah, Michael Buffer is a Hall of Famer, for God's sake.
Yo, so I'm just saying this. I'm almost ready to put Samantha Irvin at number three. And I like a lot of other people. Listen, we're talking over Lillian Garcia. Facts. Yeah. Like, I am good with a lot of this.
Samantha Irvin's amazing, but she's not better than Michael Buffer. Take it easy.
I just don't count Michael Buffer for wrestling. That's just how I just feel like he did the main events. He got to be the cool guy.
Right.
And they called him up.
I would agree. I would say I like Samantha Irvin. If you give me Samantha Irvin at like when she is surprised, when she is surprised, she is like top. She's top three.
And also, and then we can move on. Don't be a prisoner of the obvious, right? She's also beautiful. She's also very articulate. She's also a singer. She also has an amazing social media presence.
Wow. We're talking. I didn't know about that singing until this week. I did not know she had
the pipe. What you got to focus on a debate like this is literally when she's introducing professional wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Listen, and my favorite person for her to announce is in the next match.
Okay, let's go.
For the Intercontinental Championship. Both competitors' feet. All right, I'm done. I just got Howard Finkel on the brain. Yo, RIP to the Fink, bro. Legend. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. When she does that, like it's money every
single. All right, you're marking out a little bit, dude. Let's move on.
No, it's great. You don't think that's a great announcement for him,
dude? I
hate that name. Number one,
you're the host. Like, you just transitioned into a different subject. Be professional.
I'm coming back to it. I'm going to put some respect on Samantha Irvin's name. So put some respect on that name.
Some respect on her name, brother.
Sami Zayn and Gunther here. They were laying it on thick in the beginning with this one, but I expected them to. Sami Zayn's backstage. I was waiting for the Attitude Era, like, don't, 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 don't. You know, the little beat in the background, like your pulse check. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's happening. Oh, my kid's here. My wife's here. We're going to do this. You excited for dad? Music's about to hit. I'm like, okay, this is cool. Good moment. And then he walks through the curtains. He's getting fired up. There's his best friend. Kevin Owens is there. He hugs him. He embraces him. Sami starts punching stuff going in. I'm like, dude, chill out. I do not need to hear about I tore my shoulder. I broke my hand. Punching stuff on the way to the ring. He goes out there. He gets his great entrance. I love it. They do it perfectly. He is the underdog from the underground. Sami Zayn selling in this is immaculate. I love it.
Yes.
Gunther comes out. It's not even just him. Ludwig Kaiser does all the little things right, no matter what role he's in. When he handed him the jacket, the brother folded up the jacket fancy so that I was like, I noticed you.
Amazing.
What's his name now? I still want to call him Fabian Aichner. Is it Giovanni?
Giovanni
Vinci.
Sean, I hate these name changes, by the way. Right. This was Walter at one point. Now we're like, no, this is Gunther. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Walter
and Gouda. So anyway, they go out there and they put on a banger. I love this match. This might be the best match on this card, if you want to argue it.
This should not have been the best match on the card.
It should have had more competition, maybe I'll say. But this, they deliver. I called it beforehand. I said, this is about to be a great IC title match. Check my Twitter, at EPW Show. Go there. They put on a banger of a match. I love it. The match was Gunther beats down Sami Zayn. Powerbomb, powerbomb, powerbomb. Sami finds a way to kick out. Big splash, big splash. He kicks out again. And then right when he thinks he has him, Sami hits a freaking Ring of Honor style tribute to El Generico, who has retired. He hits a brain buster on the top rope, Sean. And when that happened, the mood changed for me. Instantly, I knew. I was like, oh no. I told Sean, I was like, if I was betting money on any match that I know I'm going to get right, that's like big time match, I'm like, this is the match this weekend. Brainbuster, they saw me. I'm like, if I bet money, I would have lost it all. They said, I was like, oh no, boot in the corner, dunzo, man. It was done.
This was an awesome match. Very, very well done. Sami Zayn, my guy. That man can sell his butt off and make it all look good.
And I felt sorry for him. Like, he looked like he was getting crushed by the chops. Sean, I'm coming to you because Sean has a different opinion on this match. This is the one where I said we will defer. So, what did you think of this match?
For the respect, the unlimited respect that I have for you, Conrad, and Derek, I am going to keep this as brief as I possibly can. I don't give a crap about how good the match was. I would venture to agree with 90% of what you guys said. It was a wonderful brain buster onto the top rope. It was a wonderful sell job by Sami Zayn. It was a wonderful job of playing Goliath by Gunther. It was wonderful how Samantha Irving announced both guys. Like, whatever you want to take from the match is perfectly fine with me. You know what's not fine with me? The fact that Sami Zayn was in the match to begin with. You sit up here and you have Sami Zayn, who has already won the Intercontinental Championship. He's had his moment at WrestleMania last year. And you have that guy, and the most dominant, and everybody knows I like the honky tonk man, the most dominant Intercontinental Championship reign in the history of the company. You have Sami Zayn finish a reign that's lasted over 600 days. I'm not going to say the actual number because that number kind of freaks me out for obvious reasons. Look it up if you don't know what number that is. Sami Zayn should have never been in the darn match to begin with. And then he wins? He wins. All the talk that we've had on Clash of the Podcast, that you guys doing a wonderful job on Wednesday nights on EPW, when you mix in a little WWE with the AEW, about the fact that Gunther should hold on to this title until Berlin at the very least. And you have Sami Zayn, who probably, and everybody knows that I think Jey Uso should have been in the match, but even if he didn't want to go that route, I would have taken Chad Gable, who, by the way, wasn't even on the damn show. And Sami Zayn climbs the mountain that Jey Uso wasn't able to climb, that Chad Gable wasn't able to climb, that The Miz, I know, whatever, wasn't able to climb, that Sheamus wasn't able to climb, that Drew McIntyre, the man who's likely going to be the next world heavyweight champion, he wasn't able to climb. And Sami Zayn gets the job done? It's sickening. I don't give a damn how good the match was. He never should have been in the match to begin with. And if you had to scrap something together because the big guy from Saskatchewan or Minnesota couldn't be here because of some outside the ring stuff, because that probably was the original plan, if you had to scrap it together and Sami Zayn was the best you could come up with, then you should have had Gunther win the match. Because you know what's ironic about the situation, guys? And I'm going to throw it back to you. Brock Lesnar probably wouldn't have won if he was in the match. But Sami Zayn did. It's the stupidest crap of the evening, and it brought the entire quality of the show down. Again, I say, I don't care how good the match was. He never should have been in the match to begin with.
All right. Send all your mail over to Sean Hubbard at Hubbard Wrestling Weekly on that one.
And I'm as serious as a 90-year-old man in cardiac arrest. I'm as serious can be.
You cut me off on your sales pitch here. You get his merch at Hubbard Wrestling Weekly at threadless.com for those listening on audio. Sean is not fully wrong. I saw a lot of people in the chat saying who they thought deserved it. I at one point will agree. I thought it was Sheamus's time. Okay, not Sheamus's time. Then I thought at one point it's Chad Gable's time. I thought maybe they went with Jey Uso on that Monday Night Raw match. There were a lot of people who could have done it. Does Sammy need this? So here's the thing. I feel Sammy's been robbed. I think that this was like robbing Peter to pay Paul type of deal, where what you said makes sense. The original plans were Minute Maid Man was going to get a match with Gunther, and Sammy was supposed to be facing Drew, would be our guess, right? Like non-title match. That's the big match. Sammy's like outlook was on the World Heavyweight Championship. It wasn't here even. So he kind of went backwards and got it done, and that's why I was like, what's him winning? What is his fourth Intercontinental title? Third?
I think
it's fourth.
What is this going to do? It did, to me, I wouldn't have did it, but maybe this is a whole trap. And Chad Gable did appear on screen. I forgot to mention him in the back. He was in one of those cheap-looking suits. I don't know what they were doing with him. He just walked up, hey, how's it going? Remember what we taught you? You know, they were trying to tell a Rocky story, I felt, with this. And
yeah, they were.
If you're going to give Sammy something, I say give him the world title. Sammy did pay his dues in that Bloodline storyline for the past year. And I think that's it. It's the, I'm sorry I screwed up with this other thing that you could have been the guy for. And since we have other plans, you're not getting that right now. It was the same thing with Theory. I think there's just a bad effect of that, Sean. It's like a wheel effect of, sorry, you didn't get what you were supposed to before, so I'm going to give it to you now. And now it seems like it may not be the best time for other things. I don't know. Where does this leave both gentlemen then in your eyes? Like, is Gunther main event ready now? I think so. Just put him in that main event tier then with Seth and...
I think he is ready for the main event scene. I would like to give him a... somewhat of a small hiatus. Nothing too crazy. Just like a couple weeks off, and then like, you know what? Now I'm back.
After the draft?
Yeah.
I'll be there on SmackDown where I'm the solo competitor. We make fun of the draft a lot, guys. I think Gunther's getting a big push. A lot of people are saying if that's the case, it could have even been a Warrior Hogan title versus title concept. They did tease that at one point, too, that they might do that. Mike says, I'm saying it now, Chad Gable versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship, book it. They could have did that. Would it surprise you if they Zack Ryder this, Sean, tomorrow night or on Monday, excuse me?
That's how I hope so, but it never should happen to begin with. Like I said.
Well, would it feel like a waste then? Like if you just gave it to Gable this week instead? Like, yeah, did it.
I don't know, Conrad. Guys, I'll tell you something. Stuff like this bothers me for very serious reasons. And I'm not going to go there out of respect for time and you guys, but there's a very serious reason why this bothers me. And if you think hard enough, because you guys know me, you know what it is. I'm not going to go there tonight, but it's a very serious thing for me because it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Rob said this is all Punk's fault, and by that measure, this is all Jack Perry's fault.
But
Paul ruined it.
Right. So in order to not go there where I'm saying I'm not going to go, I'm going to deviate and just talk a little bit more about the brass tacks of the title situation. I'll deviate from my real life theory about this situation, which is why I don't like Triple H at all. But I'll deviate from that out of respect, and I'll just say Gunther should have held on to the Intercontinental Championship until Berlin, and it should have been title for title.
Touche. Listen, you know that was my prediction. I did not have Sammy winning this. I didn't think it made sense, but
yeah, no, I
will be sure to talk to you guys off the air about my real reasoning because I'm real life upset about the Sami Zayn situation.
Okay, we'll discuss more. I know we discussed a little beforehand. Let's talk this main event and wrap this up. It was time for the main event. We all know who's in it. It was Bloodline versus Cody and Seth, the hardworking guys versus the Bloodline. I don't know what you want to call this. This was the World Heavyweight Champion and Cody.
Blue collar versus white collar.
Well, depends on how you look at that, right? So I'm going to tell you guys a funny story. So a couple people that started leaving during the entrances for this one. I don't remember the time that someone left, but they were like, all right, I'm going to go home. Home is probably, what would you say, like 15 minutes?
15 minutes max.
15 minutes probably to get home. They made it home before Roman Reigns' entrance was finished. He was in the ring, but I was like, how did you make it home before this entrance was done? We called him. We're like, yo, I bet you can make it home before this entrance is done. Message us when you get upstairs and you're up there. And he messaged us like, I'm home. And I was like, yo, this is crazy.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's wild, bro. So these entrances are long as ever.
Right.
And this one I am going to defer to Sean and others in the chat on this one. I need to hear about these boos more. Like, I don't know how. If I want a realistic like number, was it 10-90, 80-20, 50-50? Tell me how bad the boos were, because I didn't hear it. But
I didn't hear it.
But we had a lot of people talking where we were, and there was a bunch of stuff happening.
It was 50-50. It was 50-50 during the not when Cody was coming down the aisle. It was 50-50 when Samantha Irving introduced them. It was 50-50 when they were fighting in the ring. It was 50-50 when Rhodey kind of hulked up, for lack of a better term, before he gave the three straight crossroads. The fans were not feeling Cody Rhodes as much as they do on Monday nights.
So, yeah, this was weird. This was weird, man. They get their stuff. I call this a classic Attitude Era match.
Yeah.
Starts in the ring. Boom, boom, bam. Let's go to the floor. This is what Rock's matches, even with Cena, I said, this is what it should have been. I didn't need Rock doing cross body blocks off the top rope. I never Rock. Rocky Maivia, that stuff wasn't working, bro. Why are you doing that again? I don't want to see this. Arm drag. The Rock doesn't do arm drags.
Not anymore.
Rock is there to talk his best. Boom, boom, people's elbow, chair shot to the head. Oh, I'm going to get you for this. The million-dollar shirt is ripped. The Versace is off. The glasses are off. Pick the Rock's glasses up for me. Thank you. That's what I want to see from the Rock. It doesn't have to be like this extravagant match. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, the Rock had the best chair shot.
that was Shane on the Rock.
Catching him.
Roman Reigns misses a spear. Hits the Rock at one point with one. The look of anguish and the stare backs. And I'm seeing Blake in the chat definitely put that. He thinks that this is going to lead to something tomorrow. We'll see. The double pedigrees I thought was super corny. Super corny. Yes. You ready? This is our guy. Double pedigree. I was like, I don't care. And they both kicked out of those.
I think that description of what you just said is part of the reason why the fans started booing them.
Yeah, it's just I just didn't like it.
But again, it's important to note they booed them during the introductions as well.
This is we're also in Philly. Let me just say they're keeping
them. I'm just
Philly is rough, bro. They threw batteries at Santa, Sean. Santa, bro.
What did Santa do?
Nothing. Where's that Nintendo you promised me?
No, I'm kidding. Philadelphia fans are tough, but I think it was more the point you guys made a second ago, which was an Attitude Era crowd.
Yeah. And there were a lot of people in there too. And trust me, I saw Roman and Rock getting booed too. I think it's just a mix of people that there's people who are.
No, I said 50-50, bro.
Yeah, just weird, very weird. Outside,
not weird. Everybody... Cody, not weird. Cody is corny.
No. I'm talking about the everybody is down. They get back into the match. It basically leads to Cody hitting his three things. Spear, rock bottom, people's elbow, finish. Sorry, Cody. You lose again. Even with the belt shot was like, it was like the ultimate belt shot that you didn't see coming from someone. What'd I tell you? Spear. And they got him, bro. He got hit with the WrestleMania 18. I'm sorry, rock bottom people's elbow.
Right.
What is this, Sean? Where are we going with this now? How do you feel about this?
This is for you and for Derek and for your wonderful chat to let you guys know that I'm not always the big pessimist. I'm going to say something good for a change. My disgust with the Sami Zayn situation, it turned into a smile with the main event. The main event made the night better. So I will say that I thought the main event was really good. The outcome was very predictable, as we all predicted it correctly on Thursday. But the way they got there was pretty cool. So I'll give them credit for a pretty good put together main event. Cody getting booed. I'm telling you, I got a feeling tomorrow's going to be a weird night. Something's going to happen. And I think a lot of people are not going to like it. I'm just saying tonight. Listen, WWE can change.
If we come on here tomorrow night and smiling and laughing, turn the show off. I'm ripping up the Cody shirt. I'm done.
All the wonderful things in life, the love of a good woman, the taste of your mother's home cooking, the smell of a new car, the feeling of the sun on your skin, all the good things in life will be the feeling that comes over me when we are back here 24 hours from now and Roman Reigns is still the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion. I'm telling you, woo! Woo-hoo. Guys, I don't know how you feel, but I'm telling you, oh, they better not do it. They better not do it. Oh, boy.
I brought this comment up real quick from Blake, and he's basically saying, though, that he thinks that Cody is finishing the story and Rock screwing Roman. I don't think Rock screwing Roman.
I don't either. I don't either. I think
Rock is enjoying this. Like, you want me bad. You've got me bad.
Yes.
The final boss is here to stay. Now, I think they're going to call up some people. I think tomorrow's match is going to be Attitude Era booking at its finest. There's going to be shenanigans galore in this matchup. Derek, thoughts on this main event?
Real quick, not Cody's story.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
It's not. Sorry.
Whose Blake. Story is it, if you will?
I'm sorry, Blake. And everybody else who believes it's his story, it's not his story. It's his family's story.
Talk your talk, Derek.
He's trying to finish the family story.
You got to chill, if you will, baby.
Dusty didn't. He got title shots, didn't win. Cody got titles. No, Cody didn't even get
title shots. I don't think. Did Dusty ever get a WWF title shot, like, after his return?
He did. That picture with him with the belt was him winning by DQ.
Wasn't it? That was the 70s, though, right? Or
maybe late 80s. 70s.
Yeah. Did he ever get one as, like, Polka Dot Dusty?
No.
Okay.
And Dustin didn't get any title shots in the win and won. This is not Cody's story. This is his family story. He is finishing the story for his family. No disrespect, Blake. You are my guy, but it's not his story. No disrespect to anybody else. It's not his story. Now, on a grander scale, I cannot wait. Oh my God, I might go freaking when this man loses.
Not on the podcast, folks. Not on the podcast. Yo, you two are going to be unbearable tomorrow, Jesse. I will do my best for you, sir. But no promises.
I am praying.
Derek, talk. Talk that talk, brother. I'm telling you, man, there's something. There's something in the air.
Do you see Vinny's comment? I'm kind of agreeing with Vinny of what you guys are saying.
Oh, my God.
They're not going to be mad if Roman wins, though. It's starting to sound like maybe.
No. WWE.
You have to think, bro. If Cody wins this match, what do you do with Roman? What do you do?
He's made, I think, at that point, though.
Yeah, he's made, but he has made no inkling of a sign that he's getting ready to push off.
And he is already, I feel like I'm a broken record. He's booked for SummerSlam. He's not going anywhere.
Right. If he's booked for SummerSlam, that man is not leaving.
I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I'm just saying that Roman is a made man no matter what. At the end of the day, listen, Roman will be back. Roman will have a big match.
Listen,
you guys have welcomed me. Even though I feel like I'm a part of you guys technically have welcomed me to your channel on your night. I'm asking you both to do me a favor. And I want you to really mind doing it. Can you do me a favor, guys? Can you smell? Just smell that.
Oh my God.
Just, do you smell some betrayal in the air? Do you smell a swerve?
Can I make one joke in case E listens?
Yes, go ahead.
When you said betrayal, I thought you meant all those AEW and WWE videos working together in Philly. Because, you know, it's betrayal when you hang out with people from the other company, apparently.
I'm just. Roman's going to win. Roman's going to win. I'm telling you, Roman's going to win.
Listen, yeah. I promise you. The fact that he is scheduled to wrestle at SummerSlam, I guarantee you, if he loses today, he is getting that belt back at SummerSlam. You Cody fans, I love you guys, but this run that you think you're about to have isn't going to last very long.
And to piggyback off of what the good gentleman Derek just said, those are the only two options, and the more likely option because of the streak is that he doesn't lose it until he's completely ready to leave the scene.
Yo, so first off, shout out to Ant, because Ant won't stop in the chat. He released a WrestleMania rap yesterday. I shared it on the at EPW on Twitter. Go check him out. One of my homeboys who raps. Love Ant. And he said he was there tonight. And I know Nelson, who's also usually in the chat, was there as well. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope it wasn't too cold. That's why Brother Kush did not want to go to this one. I am not big on, like, you could get me to go to, like, man, they're in Florida. Man, they're in Cali. I'll be like, yeah,
You would have been fine with one of these, brother.
Nah, Big Daddy Kush been out there. That New York one, I'll never forget. I was like, never again. As I'm sitting there in just a hoodie, I was like, nope. And I think I had a Carhartt jacket, too. I was freezing that night. Vinny said the main event carried the show. Not bad.
It did.
I love it, man.
Connor, I want you to go into me and Derek gave our diatribes.
No, listen, but I'm with Jesse in them. I still think Cody's winning this. Like, here's my thing. You cannot.
But Michael, but before you go, I want you to go. I'm just asking, and I'm being funny / serious. You don't smell that?
Oh no, I smell it. Okay. I'm a little more worried than I was on Thursday when we did your show. Like, I'm more worried.
Okay.
So, how do I want to say this? Like, I think Cody should win because if you do this, Cody has nothing to stand on anymore. If you beat Cody, I'm like, I don't care. Don't even let me see him in the final three of the Royal Rumble anymore. I don't care.
Right.
Dump him out because I don't want to see him at WrestleMania again. Right. How do you make me care about him again after this? Mm-hmm. How do you say, guys, I fooled you twice. Believe me the third time. I'm kidding. Believe me the third time. It won't work. Like, I'm out. I'm tapped out myself personally.
See, I don't think there will be a third time. I think that third time is realistically going to be him and Seth.
Look at Cray said should have been rocking Roman. Should have just been rocking Roman.
Listen, bro, you know I called this when I was like, yo, this has gone on for too long. Rock is going to come back and say, you ain't the king of
Dude, I don't know what's gonna happen with this. Listen, we're at the end of this show. Let's wrap this up real quick. Overall grades, like, what do you want to give this show right now? Because I wanted to try to come to an agreement. I think I already know Derek's answer, and Sean already told you it ain't an A. So
I'm rocking with a C+, bro.
I was gonna say B- for tonight.
Sean, C+ sounds about right to me.
All right, looks like I am outweighed in this one.
And just to add a little bit of a cherry to the sundae, in my book, the main event was a B+. So that should tell you how I felt about the rest of the show.
Yeah, no, I think this is a two-match show for the most part. It's some good showcases, I'll say.
I think Derek hit the nail on the head. I'm going C+ as well.
Emily's agreeing, C+, man. Yeah. We got a big show tomorrow. I'm not even going to run down everything that we have lined up. One more question for you guys before we get out of here. Chat, put your grades in real quick, and I'll try to highlight them or read off some comments real quick. There was a question for us. Was this better than WrestleMania 39 night one? I say no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page.
Yeah.
No. James asked that question before from the pro wrestler shoot, man. And I just, I don't know.
Usos and KO and Sammy and Charlotte versus Rhea. Not even, no way.
What up, Deanna? I see Deanna's in here. Appreciate you.
Deanna and I usually agree. She liked the Sammy win. It makes me sick.
Listen, Deanna, me and Derek are rocking with you. Sean was not having it. Sean is not having it. Tomorrow, I'm sure they're going to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
I think tomorrow we'll try to give our thoughts on like maybe some of the stuff we saw. Heyman. Sean's a big boxing aficionado, so we will probably talk a bit about Muhammad Ali and everybody who was honored that night. We even got a little tribute to Bray Wyatt that I had seen, but I have not watched the entire thing, honestly speaking. I've only seen clips of Heyman's, and I saw a little bit of U.S. Express. And I kind of want to see some of the other ones, too, if I can get a chance to.
Bobo Brazil spoke truth. He spoke a lot of truth, a lot of hard truth. Hard truth.
Bobo Brazil, what was he in, a video package, or?
Bobo Brazil? Not Bobo Brazil. I apologize. Oh, my God. Help me out. Thunderbolt Patterson.
Yes.
Thunderbolt Patterson spoke a lot of truth.
Okay. Yeah. For a second, I was confused on it.
No, I apologize. I meant to say Thunderbolt Patterson.
Here's what we got looking forward to for tomorrow. You got AJ Styles, LA Knight. This could be a sleeper match. And like I said, since they've started doing the two-night manias, this might be the first time Night 2 delivers more than Night 1.
Yeah.
I think it has the chance to. You got Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, Randy Orton going down. We also have Bayley challenging for the WWE Women's title against Io Sky. And we also have, I almost called her an old name. Stop changing people's names, WWE. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre. Is Seth going to be easy pickings for Drew? Drew sure seems to think that.
He's going
to
be easy pickings, but not for Drew.
And the bloodline will be around. We did not see Solo tonight. Maybe we see him later. Do they have another trick up their sleeve? Will Cena and Austin show up? Who knows? Tomorrow is chaos. Sean and Derek, I'm not going to lie. These guys got me shaking in my boots a little bit here. I'm sticking with my Cody pick. I can't change it. But Sean and Derek are making sense.
I'm telling you, there's two options. Either Cody does not win this title today, or he wins the title and loses it right back.
Here goes Mike. Join Sean, the fine taste of wine.
There you go.
Vinny said C+. Deanna said night one last year was better.
Yes, there you go.
The smell of morning breath in the
morning. No, what I'm smelling smells like the sweet smell of betrayal.
Blake says A+ grade for me. You are enjoying this show, sir.
I respect it, Blake. I respect it.
Sammy wins equals Rocky. A lot of people are comparing that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yo, shout out to my guy Kev on Twitter saying Europe was good, bro. What up, Killa? JoJo says, now if that happens, the Cody crybabies will riot. Mike.
Let them riot.
My Matt Lopez M. Lisi says Night 2 can't do any worse.
That's true.
Mike says Punk will be involved. I'm looking forward to that.
Listen, if I promise you. If Night 2 or so, if Cody, I the reason why I had this issue with Cody winning,
keep talking, Derek. Keep talking.
Tonight is the fact that it has been stated by Sean and other people that there have been boos for Cody. Philadelphia is not feeling it, bro. Philadelphia is not feeling it, bro. They are not
feeling soak it in. Soak it in.
I promise you, Philly will probably riot if Cody wins. Now, this is somewhere else.
This is going to be great. A different
story.
Whose story would that be?
In Philly, it might be Philly's story.
All those little punk kids with the Cody t-shirts crying their eyes out. This is going to be fantastic.
I promise you, dude.
This is going to be great. Do you see the unbridled joy in my face? This is heel showing up and out. Smell it again.
Honestly, theoretically, Cody owes me.
For what?
He shouldn't even be here.
Blake is
my guy, Derek.
He shouldn't even be here.
Hold on. Take your Punk behind back to AEW and pick up the sledgehammer that you used to break Triple H's throat in the first place.
Here that's, we go. That's why I was pissed in the beginning. Like,
this has been a plan from the start. Talk that talk, Derek. It's been a plan from the start.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you debuted at AEW, wrestling has more than one royal family. Then you have Triple H's throne right there. You take the sledgehammer, crush it. Now, all of a sudden, you booked yourself in the corner. You can't get a title shot. Hey, good old Triple H, I need you real quick.
Oh. Let me Cody crybabies crying their stinking eyes out. Oh, this is gonna be fantastic.
Let me wrap let me wrap this up nicely for people. BJ said just hopping in to drop a like and say I appreciate y'all. I'll be in the live chat tomorrow. I hope you are well. Thank you, BJ.
Thank you, BJ. Enjoy some of this aroma that's floating around. Oh, this is fantastic. Conrad, you better jump on the bandwagon. It's going to have Derek and I have accepted reality. Philly told you how they feel tonight. Cody is going to lose tomorrow night. Oh my God.
Listen, I want y'all to come back and rock with us tomorrow. I'm getting feedback from somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe it's me. I want y'all to come back and make sure you rock with us tomorrow. Night two, we're going to be talking about it. I don't know if Roman's going to get the win. Talk that talk. Get at us on at EPW Show and Hubbard Wrestling Weekly and DS Elite One. Derek ain't going to answer you. He don't check that. So
hit me on Instagram. I check that a lot.
By the way, what's your tagline when you guys sign off on Wednesday nights?
One. Oh, we're going to leave this where it is. You leave me your thoughts, comments down below. Yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm sticking with Cody. These two are laughing to the bank. And you'll know from the instant reaction when the video says live and you see people either laughing, smiling, or crying, you'll know who won. For myself, for my guest, the guy next to me, co-host of Clash of the Podcast, Sean Hubbard, every single Monday live at 6:05 for the man they call Derek. We'll be back Wednesday night's AEW Dynamite review, but all three of us will be back tomorrow for your WrestleMania 40 night two review. We're going to put this one in the books before me and Sean get ready for Clash of the Podcast episode 84 this Monday. We are out for this episode. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the podcast. One. I hope y'all are wrong.